Chofei Tishri, Sunday, 3rd of October. Rabbi Mendy Chizik, Yisro Chag, Vavoisin.
It's Morgan. Good morning. I know officially today is not Yisro Chag, but I don't think anyone would mind if we call it Yisro Chag and we still want to experience the connection with Yom Tov. The Gemara Sukkah tells us, Mem Heim Abis. Yisro Chag Vavoisin means that a person should try and make sure Issur l'chag ba'achil ushtia. Every person should try and connect the day after Yom Tov with achila ushtia, eating and drinking. And then ma'ale olav hakosu, the Torah considers it ke'ilu bono mizbeach ve'hikriv olav korban shenema issur chag ba'avoisim. It's a beautiful idea, says the Gemara, when it comes the day after Yom Tov, to enjoy it, the festivities with more achila, more ushtia. And that way we still feel the gefil of Yom Tov. With that hakdama, we'd like to ask a shayla that's relevant to today, connected with Yom Tov. We'll connect the Yom Tov with the shayla, which is relevant today. What would happen if a person were to wake up this morning, on the way to shul suddenly realize, gewalt, I've forgotten to pay for my esrog. Yom Tov's passed. It's a distant memory. You remember Hishana Yabba, the Hakofas, my Esrug, Lochem, I've forgotten to pay. I wanted to pay. I told him I'll pay. I've forgotten to pay the Moicha Esrugim. He's not yet received his money. We all know that one of the conditions in an Esrug is that it has to be Lochem. It has to have been mine. If it's not Lochem, I'm not yet. And you've gone a whole long time. Or the 7 days of Chag, with an Esrog that wasn't really Lochem. How does one look at such a Shaila of an Esrog after Yom Tov that retroactively wasn't yours? In order to understand that, I'll tell you the truth of Hashem Zalman, a Gevaldig Chab. But then we're going to branch off and see if we can perhaps look at it from a different angle. Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zechatadik Revrocha, had an unbelievable idea. Let's take, for example, the idea of someone selling a car to you. A person sells a car to you, says the Gemara Bob Metzia, if you haven't paid for it yet, or even says the Gemara if you've paid most of the money, but some of the money is still outstanding, says the Gemara, and the Moicha, the dealer, is running around looking for the last few pennies. He's Ma'ayel Venofik Azuzi, says the Gemara. He's looking for the last few pennies. He paid the 99 out of 100 pounds. The last pounds is all that's missing. Says the Gemara, it doesn't matter. Zuza Kazuzi. One Zuz is like many. You've not paid for it yet. It's not yours. One Zuz Kazuzi. If the Moicha is running around looking for the money, it's not yet yours. Says the Shem Zalman, that works very nicely with anything other than an Esrog. Because the dealer will turn around to you and say, fine, you haven't paid me, give me back my car. I'll sell it to someone else. Yet think of your Esrog. 2 weeks before Sukkot, it's worth £150. Beautiful, clear, chazanish Esrog. What more can you want? Beautiful Esrog. A week before Sukkot, he's a bit more nervous. Prices drop. Imagine you call up the Moicha, Erev Sukkot. I've not used it yet. You know what? I can't pay for it. Forget the £150 we agreed on. You can have it back. He doesn't want it back. He does not want your Esrog back on Erev Sukkot. He'll get very little for it. Says the Shlomo Zalman, the Esrog dealer is more than happy for you to consider this Lochem, he's makne to you. It's yours, completely yours. I'm paying for it later. He doesn't mind. Because it's much better for him to receive his £150 Motzei Yom Tov today than get and say, fine, deal off. Here's Esrog back here of Yom Tov. I don't want it. You'll get £5 for it if you're lucky. Elamai says of Shlomo Zalman, when it comes to an Esrog Motzei Yom Tov, it is yours. Nothing to worry about. Today, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll try and look at the Shaila from a different angle. B'hakdoma, the story that took place about 45 years ago in Gates Yeshiva. This is what I heard from the person who was there. This is how he said the story over to me. The Maizu story was like this. At that time in Gates Yeshiva, there were many showers, but only two baths. And the Minhag HaOlam then is, whatever, as we know from economy, less supply, more demand. If there's less baths and more showers, then everybody wants the bath. There had to be a fair system. So the system then set up in Gates Yeshiva was, at 8 p.m. in the evening, a list would be hung up on the two doors of the baths. At 20-minute slots, it would say 8, 8.20, 8.40, 9, 9.20, 9.40, etc. until the time that Yeshiva felt was okay. And whatever time the lists were hung up, it was up to the strongest ones and biggest and best there to rush forward, put their name by the time that they wanted, and would choose to have the bath at the time they wanted. 1 week, things didn't work as planned. The list was there, the names were down, the first bottle came, turned on the tap at 8 o'clock, only cold water. Happens nowadays, only cold water. So they called the plumber. The plumber came along and said, this will take about 4 hours to fix, they'll be up and running at midnight. Now came the vikuach in the Bochum and Yeshiva. Who goes first at midnight? Is it the 8? Is everyone pushed 4 hours back? Does the 8 o'clock bocha start at midnight and 8:20 at 12:20? Or no? Or do you say the first 4 hours are gone, you've lost it, and the bocha who had his name written down at midnight, he is the lucky one? So they went to the menahal of Gates Yeshiva with the shaila, and he said to them, "Go and learn Hilchos Rosh Hashanah." They didn't know what he was talking about. Go and learn Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So I'll tell you what he meant, although it's not really a comparison. It's said more in a sort of fun and more of a milsa de b'dichusa rather than practical halacha. This is what the menahal meant. As a halacha, legav Rosh Hashanah. If you have a shul, the shayi shul brings it down. Be'echot shoya muchzik l'tkoya b'im alef de Rosh Hashanah. You have two men in shul. One who always blows on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The Echobiyim base, and one always blows on the second day. And this practice works fine for years and years. Until 1 year, first day of Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbos. Who has Din Kadima on the second day? Who has Din Kadima on the second day? Is it the first man or the second day? That's the Shabbos. Let's move away from that moment. Let me tell you how I understand that shayla, and see how it's relevant to our case of Ezra. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a big chiddush which we're going to work with today. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a chiddush like this. There are countless mitzvahs min ha-Torah which Chazal stop. Let's talk about shofar for the moment. We'll come to lulav in a minute. Shofar is a mitzvah min ha-Torah for 2 days. Yet Chazal have the koyach to come along and say, please don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when Chazal came along and said, don't blow shofar, there's still a mitzvah min ha-Torah. The mitzvah min ha-Torah is still there. Chazal asked you, please don't do it. They didn't take away the mitzvah. The mitzvah remains, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mabal Kimen, Samachlukas Hashoyim, Rabbi Kiva Eger learned that when the Torah says to you, do a mitzvah, and Chazal asks you not to, they're not cutting out the mitzvah from the Torah. They ask you, please don't do it. With that Havana, we can go back to look at Shofar in a moment. Bahagdoma, the Klichemdo ala Torah, wants to learn, it's a massive machloikas reshoinim between Rashi and Tosfos. in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel, Rashi learns, you allow a child to blow a shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. And if I can't, Rashi learns, Rashi's lesson is, the kotin shegi al chenuch, says Rashi, we teach them to blow a shofar on Shabbos. Comes Tois to us on Omad Aleph, and Omad Aliyah, and Tois says, I don't understand Rashi. V'davatemu. V'haloi ein mitzvas hayoyim b'shofar. You can't get much clearer. Rashi seems to learn that on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, help a child blow. Why not? Says Tois to us, what? Help a child blow shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? Ein mitzvas hayoyim b'shofar. Says the Kli Chemda. L'choyre, it comes out, there's a machloikus with shoyim about the power of Chazal. When Chazal come along with a gezeira not to do something, Rashi seems to learn there's still a mitzvah, like a Biki Vega, while Toysu seems to learn the mitzvah's gone. It's disintegrated. Chazal cut it out. No mitzvah. Memela, if we then go back to our story in Geis Yeshiva, which has got no comparison to Hilchos Rosh Hashanah at all, but in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, then halacha will be for the Baal Etikeh. Well, it depends. Is there a mitzvah on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah and Chazal asked you not to? Or is there no mitzvah there at all? If there is a mitzvah on first day Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, so the first Baal Etikeh, his mitzvah is there. Chazal said to him, please don't do it. But your mitzvah is there. The second day belongs to the second man. If, however, Chazal cut out the mitzvah from the first day and said there is no mitzvah on Shabbos, there's no mitzvah at all. There's a zichro in Teruah of Ima Gazok. There's no mitzvah at all. When is the mitzvah of Shofar? On the second day. It'll then go l'chayra to the first one.
Who's blowing them?
Sorry?
Who's blowing them on the second day?
So it depends. Hmm. If we say.
I see the fence.
It depends. Weiter. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah, Dav Chofres. The Mishnah Sukkah Chofres talks about one of the Gedolei Tanoim who sat in his Sukkah in a very interesting way. Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChelonis, who was sitting in his Sukkah. His Sukkah was connected to his house. So he sat in the Sukkah. His table was in the house. Nothing wrong with that, we think. So he's sitting in the sukkah, his table's in the house, but he's got Rosh Shoy Vahu boy inside the sukkah. Shulchanoi, his table was inside the house. And there's a big machalikas, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether such a sukkah is kosher or not. Beis Shammai said it's no good. Beis Hillel hold, perfectly okay. By the way, it's good to mention, someone asked Chaim Kanievsky, if sitting, we all know that when we sit Rosh Shiva Rubber the Sukkah, we're Yotza, head and most of our body. So someone asked Chaim Kanievsky, is that Lekatchila? Lekatchila, I only need Rosh Shiva Rubber? Or no, but yeah, it's okay, but I should really put my whole body in a Sukkah. So Chaim answered straight away, it's a Lekatchila. I'll prove it to you, he said. Every person sits in his sukkah with a table. As you're all sitting over here, your legs are under the table. It says, Reb Chaim, when you sit in the sukkah, the table is stopping half of your body going in the sukkah anyway. So you're never sitting in a sukkah more than Rosh Shiva Rabbi anyway. Your legs are broken up by the fact you're under the table. So Rosh Shiva Rabbi is insufficient. Reb Chaim. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is sitting in a sukkah, table in the house. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, no, it's got to be okay. Look, Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChelonis was sitting like this. Got to be okay. Must be okay. However, the Mishnah tells us, Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, that's not the end of the story. You don't know what happened. At the end, the Chachom said to Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChelonis, if this is how you're sitting, Lokiyanto mitzvah sukkah miyomecho. You've never, ever fulfilled mitzvah sukkah. Unbelievable. Rabbi Yochanan ben Achayon is sitting in a sukkah. His table's in the house. Who doesn't want the table there? Who's stopping him? The Chachomim. Chazal came along and said, please don't do this. Gezeiro, you'll go after your food. Go to any kiddush, you see it everywhere. All over. A person follows his food. Gezeiro, Chazal tell us, don't sit like this, because you'll go after your food. So min HaTorah, perfectly okay. Who doesn't want this? Chachomim. Rabbi Yochanan sat in a manner which the Torah is happy with, and Chazal are not too comfortable about. And what did Beis Shammai say? That they turned to Rabbi Yochanan and said, wow, very nice. But him came, lo kiyamto mitzvas sukkah miyomecho. You've never, ever fulfilled mitzvah sukkah. There's a big machlokes rishonim. The Ran learns, and the Ritzvah of Anot says, it doesn't really mean you've never ever kept mitzvah sukkah. The loshen of the Mishnah simply means you've not kept it properly. But the mitzvah's still there. That's Rashi's shitta all over. The mitzvah's still there. You've not done it nicely because Chacham are not happy with you. But the mitzvah, we can't take that away from you. But Tosfos, Lishitosoi, as in Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos in Sukkah comes along very stark. Tosfos is very clear. The Ka'omri, I read his lashon to you. Lekiyamto mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, ta'afilu mid'oyraisa lekiyim. You do not have even a mitzvah min ha'Torah. Once again, it's clear there's a massive machlokes rishonim. When a chazal make a gezeira, if they're just saying, please don't do it, but the mitzvah's still there. Or as Tosfos seems to be saying, in more than one place, this is Shtoka mitzvah. Chazal have a koyach of taking away the mitzvah. You've not even got a mitzvah sukkah min ha'Torah at all. We can go further. What about the following case? The Achrona discussed the following case. What happens? If let's say there was a shul, but they didn't know the halacha, what mistake was made? There was a shofar in shul on Shabbos. And they blew it with a brocha shehechion. The next day the Rav thinks, hang on, what were we doing? Yesterday we blew shofar with a brocha shehechion. Mistake. Can they now make, let's assume they don't, that Baal Tekeya doesn't have a fruit or a new beggar to make Shechion one. Can he make Shechion on the second day? Or has he lost it? Lechoir, it depends on the machlokes Rishonim we're discussing earlier. If Chazal cut out the mitzvah or shofar on Shabbos, he made Shechion on nothing, on thin air. So there's no mitzvah on Shabbos. It's gone, it's cut out, it's deleted. You press the delete button, it's gone. If however, and then you can make a shechion on the second day. You haven't yet said it. If however, Chazal simply said, the mitzvah's still there, we can't touch mitzvahs min ha'Torah. We're not playing with fire. We ask you, please don't blow shofar on Shabbos, Gezeri might come to carry it. But the mitzvah is there, you made shechion on a lovely mitzvah. No longer can you make a shechion. There's a gewaldige Cheshek Shlomo in Megillah who asks a fascinating question. And if any of you know any Bar Mitzvah Bochrim who are going to become Bar Mitzvah round about Purim time, this is perfect. We all know Purim in England, when it comes out on a Friday, it's a bit of a dampener. Nobody really enjoys it. You've got to sober up before Shabbos, a couple of Shabbos properly. The day's cut short a bit. For those of us who still remember our yeshiva days in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim yeshivas, Purim on a Friday was the best. If Dalet Adar is a Friday, Shabbos Purim in Yerushalayim is Tesvav Adar, which is Shabbos. Can't do many mitzvahs on Shabbos, so Chazal split Purim up into 3 days. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. I can still remember my friends, 3 days Purim, they barely recover by Pesach time. 3 days Purim. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, they loved it. Says the Cheshek Shlomo, Gevaldige Shaila. What would happen in the following case? A young man is born on Tes Vov Adar. 13 years later, comes to Bar Mitzvah, a Chet Veluach, no problem. Gavaldik, it's a Purim HaMashulash. His Bar Mitzvah is on Purim, Shabbos Purim, in Yerushalayim, Tes Vov Adar. Lovely. Now comes the problem. When is Megillas Esther done in that year? So Chazal came along and said, I don't want Megillah laid on Tesvov Shabbos. Gezeila. Put it back on Friday. Along comes our young Bar Mitzvah Bochum, already and eager to fulfill his first mitzvah as a Ben Torah, as a Bar Mitzvah. Comes Shabbos. There's no Megillah. But today, during Tesvov, there's a chiyuv for him to hear the Megillah. But Chazal took the mitzvah, cut it out from Yom Tesvov Adar, and put it back onto the day earlier. You done it. Ask the Cheshik Shlomo, what will he do about Mitzvah Megillah? What will he do? How will he fulfill his mitzvah? He's got a Mitzvah Megillah. What will he do? According to Amachloikus, it depends. What did Chazal say? If Chazal cut out the mitzvah from Tesvov, as if it doesn't exist on Tesvov Adar, the mitzvah belongs on the 14th. This Bochum doesn't have a mitzvah Megillah. He doesn't have it. It's not there on his day. He comes to be a Bar Mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah on that day. If, however, Chazal simply said, we don't want you to lay Megillah then, but a mitzvah remains then, then you know what? He's got a problem. A serious problem. Because the mitzvah is on Shabbos, everyone else heard it as Bnei Chiyuva on the day earlier, then he was not Mechuyuv. But his mitzvah is still on Tesvov. He might be stuck. Always round it. Very quickly, we want to come back to our Esrog. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman says that this is a machlokes v'shoyim when it comes to sharpness and tzitzis. Shatness and tzitzis. We all know the Torah allows us to wear beged and strings of wool and linen mix. The Torah lets us. Chazal don't let. They make a gezerah. You might come to wear it at night, but you haven't got a mitzvah. So let me ask you. So today, if a person wants to go buy woolen beged, linen strings, shatness but tzitzis, is he chayav malchus? When Chazal cut out, when Chazal said, please don't do the mitzvah, did they say, there is no mitzvah? So you haven't got a mitzvah. So if I don't have the mitzvah of tzitzis anymore, I'm going to get malchus. If Chazal was simply saying to the Bacholam, please don't do it, but we can't stop there being a mitzvah, then the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides the lois ha'seir shatnas, and you won't get malchus. That's how the Bacholam is. Let's come back to our Israel. Min ha'toira, money is koina. Money. Minatoga, money. Money talks. You know, you see on the back of some cars, money talks. Mine says goodbye. Minatoga, mois koinus. Mois koinus. Chazal said, we don't want that. Chazal said, we make a gezeira over here. What's the gezeira? We're scared. Imagine a person were to go along to a car dealer and pay money for his car. And since he's had to go there by car, he says, I'll take my car home, I'll come, my wife will bring me later, I'll fetch my car tomorrow. The money's paid. So Chazal says as follows, if that's how you leave it, the next day you'll come for your car, and the dealer will say, I'm awfully sorry, little fire in the warehouse last night, I'm afraid the firemen came, they saved all my cars, yours we weren't able to save, I'm so awfully sorry. He'll ask for your money back. Now say, it's your car. You bought it. It's your car. Your car went up in flames. Nothing to do with me. So Chazal, if you hold that mois are koina and just money alone, there's a very big worry, gezeira, that the dealer will say to you, your car's burnt. Chazal came into the picture and said, no. We're not happy with just money being koina. We're not happy with this at all. We want Mashiach. Until you do an act of actually taking it to yourself, you're not kohen ha'et. Once I've taken the car, it's mine. So Chazal come along and say, Moisna, just Mashiach. In fact, Toisvus in Baba Metzia adds in, don't think, says Toisvus, that Chazal want Mashiach as well as Mois. It's just Mashiach. A kinyan, they are born and invented. Take it for yourself. When you've taken it, I've taken the car keys, then it's mine. Until then, I can turn around to the dealer and say, it's not mine. And if it got burnt at night, I'll say to the dealer, thank you very much. It got burnt at night, still your car. I've not yet done a Mashiach. And he'll rush to save it. Because the dealer knows until I do Mashiach, it's still his. He'll make sure to save it. So again, min ha-Torah mo'is ha-koinah. Chazal came along and said, because of a gezerah that the dealer won't be honest with you and tell you your thing got burnt, oh, you paid for that, I'm awfully sorry, yours is burnt. Says Chazal, we want Mashiach to be koinah. But not money at all, says Tosfos. If we're going to learn that the shitta of the Rishonim, and there's many of them, that when Chazal come along and play with the Torah, so to speak, they actually have the koyach to cut out the Torah's requirements and put their din in completely and entirely in place. Well, what did this man do before Sukkos? He took his eshrut and hasn't paid for it. So, he's done a Mashiach. You're worried. It's not his min ha-Torah. Chazal are able to tell you whether you get Malkus min ha-Torah. Chazal can decide you're not Yotza Mitzvah Sukkah min ha-Torah. Chazal can play with the Torah and say what is yours, what's not yours. If Chazal has the koyach of saying to you today that this esrog, you did a Mashiach, you took it home. Oh, money. That's a Torah kinyan. We're not particularly concerned about that at this stage. We made a gezerah, we overriding the Torah. Oh, you've done a Mashiach. Think therefore, we're not adding, we're saying a different shtickle to Reb Shlomo Zalman. If you, any of us realize today, we haven't yet paid for our esrog, Reb Shlomo Zalman wasn't so concerned, and after today's share, hopefully, we've got even less reason to be concerned. We'll finish off with a beautiful shtick of drush. Chazal tell us about the beauty of a Torah. Yekorah hi mepninim. The Torah is more beautiful than diamonds. And I'm happy with that posuk. Torah more precious than diamonds. Chazal weren't. Chazal took the posuk of pninim and said, no, it doesn't mean diamonds. Torah is more precious than lifnai velifnim. Torah is nicer than a coin bottle who goes into the Kodesh Kodshim. Rabbosa, I'm asking you a question. Why did Chazal say that drosha? What's wrong with saying Torah is more precious than diamonds? It makes a lot of sense to me. Yekorah hi mepninim. So there's a beautiful vault set over. B'shem Shom Shadron, B'shem Zalman, Zich Tzadikim Vrochem, who say, if you try to equate something, you try to compare two things. If you go into a diamond shop, and he shows you a £10,000 diamond, he won't say to you, oh, it's nicer than a £20 diamond over there. What's the comparison? He'll show you the 10,000 one is nicer than the one which is worth 9,500. Look, it's not as nice as the one which costs 10,500. He'll show you something which is like for like. He won't compare it with a piece of, it's nicer than my glass window. What's the shaykhs? Says, Absholom and Absholom is over. To say that Torah is more precious than diamonds, Torah, they don't come in the same sentence. It's nicer than a coin godly who enters Lifnai Velifnim. This vault was said over recently at the Sharavachas in Antwerp. Antwerp, as you know, is the home of diamonds. And one diamond dealer didn't, he wasn't happy. You can't have this. What, toilet, diamonds, same sentence, don't go, he didn't like it. He interrupted the speaker. He said, I'm sorry, he said, but Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, had obviously never seen a diamond. Couldn't see. The speaker, Kolakavot to him, didn't lose it, he said, you're right. I could tell you one thing. You, who are arguing with me, never saw Shlomo Zalman. Because had you seen Shlomo Zalman, you would have known that even had he seen diamonds, he still would have said that what? A boy's act, Gevaldik, to start up the Cedras, you call him a plenum, Torah is more precious than anything we can imagine.